This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Lerae is one of the biggest creators in the world. Lerae, I am so excited to just spend a few minutes talking to you, human to human, because, you know, if you have a lot of people who are of a younger age watching you, what would you truly want them to know?
Well, I do have a young audience, and I do try to put out the message of, as it, like, this is gonna make me cry too. Be who you are. At the end of the day, no matter what goes on in your life, no matter who judges you, it could be your parents, your best friend, teacher, you shouldn't let anyone's opinion change the way you wanna live your life, because at the end of the day, you only get one life, literally. But letting people change the way I feel about certain situations or change how I feel about things because they don't approve of it, it really messed me up mentally. And growing up, I was scared. This goes for anybody, whether if you're in the LGBT community or just a straight girl trying to figure out her way, your parents are gonna always have something to say, and you don't have to live by what your parents' beliefs are.
How did you figure that out for yourself?
It took a lot, it really did. Still working on it, obviously. The one start was realizing my worth in the corniest way possible, but it's not easy for other people, because I can just sit here and be like, hey guys, know your worth, but it's so much harder than it's, you know, being said.
And how could you bring someone who lived a different life or has a different mindset into your upbringing, your world, the way that you and your friends found each other and play together?
There's a lot of parents who have kids who follow me, and there's been times where some of my fans, they tell me that they're scared to tell their parents who they're watching on YouTube because they've heard their parents say homophobic comments or even racial comments. Okay. The first step is always accepting. Accept your child for anything they do. If it's illegal though, that's when we gotta put your foot down. But if it's willing to love who they wanna love or be who they wanna be, I don't think any parent should stop their child from doing that.
What do you wish for younger people growing up and their future? When you look around the world, the planet, humanity, very big subjects, very lofty big subjects. What do you want to see as we get from one year to the next?
So much. I think I would love to see the end of just overall, like, crime on Black trans lives. That's one. That's very, it's very, I don't want to curse here. I was going to say a word.
Don't worry, we'll beep it out.
It's up. Yeah, it's very f***ed up. It's not really getting better. I feel as though people really don't take initiative to take the time to actually know that's an actual problem. Even Black lives in general, that is a very big issue that I feel as though no one, they talk about it so much, but it seems like people just forget it that easily until the next crisis happens. Right.
And when we look to history, we keep repeating ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I think that what you are doing at the end of the day is advancing us. I think you are taking younger people and all people by the hand and showing them the way. And then I guess my last question to you, Lerae, is what makes you happy? What makes you laugh?
I feel like you right now, you're making me very happy.
Good, I'd love to be.
I would say for sure, just spending time with my friends. But I actually only have like three close friends that would literally make me laugh, and I'll hang out with them all the time. And that's what makes me happy, just having those three people in my circle and just living my best life.
Even Oprah Winfrey is coming out and saying she has three friends and that's all you need. So you're in keeping with Oprah, which is great news.
Oprah to that.
Right? I mean, come on, Oprah to that. Oprah that to needs that. To need a new hashtag or something immediately.
Did I just create something?
I think you did. Another.
Yes, I'll give it to you, copyrighted.
And by the way, I brought you something. This is the very first one. So I'm so excited to give it to you.
Thank you.
It's our new
white. Is this what I think it is?
What?
Is this mascara?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
you
so much.
You're literally the very first person I'm giving this to.
Wait, I feel special. Let's be super LA. I have to find out your sign. What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces. True Pisces.
Oh, you're so perfect.
What are you?
Cancer, emotional.
Well, we're water.
We're so water.
It's so emotional.
Start crying.
And incredibly intuitive.
Feel the energy. We see each other.
We really do.
We see each other.
And I'm very honored to make your acquaintance. I love what you do. Let this be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Thank you. I think it is too. Can't wait to do that.
I can't wait to see
it. I'm sending you pictures.
You're the very first person I get to get this to.
I know. Wait, I feel so cool.
What came first? The chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert. It's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.